We are on the road to Dreamforce. I'm Marissa Kranis. Take a listen for the behind-the-scenes scoop to help you get ready and make the most out of the big event in November.
I'm Ebony Freelix, here today with Layla Seca, EVP of AppExchange, here to give you an update on all the wonderful things going on at Dreamforce with AppExchange. So, Layla, take it away. What's going on with AppExchange this year?
Well, it's been a really big year for the AppExchange, Ebony. We've done a number of things to change the partner program in order to really entice startups to come into the program. We've really hit that point where we have partners with big partners, and we have sort of mid-sized partners and small partners. So really creating an ecosystem where everyone can thrive. So we sort of did that in the earlier part of the year. And then just a couple weeks ago, we hit 5 million installs on the AppExchange.
Awesome.
Right, which is pretty amazing. Because when you think about it, it's not like Apple where one install is one person using your app. Often on the AppExchange, one install can be 50,000 people using
Wow.
your app. So really exciting milestone. We hit that a couple weeks ago. And then today, we're launching the redesigned AppExchange.
That's great. So where can we learn more about AppExchange?
The best place to go is appexchange.com, mm-hmm. right? That's our site. And what you're going to see there with this redesign that's going out today is sort of some real shifts in the way we deliver information to our customers mm-hmm. and sort of help them make decisions. So one of the main tenets is really the AppExchange has gotten smarter. Much like you've heard us talking across the board about Einstein and artificial intelligence and how that's going to sort of shift the way we work with applications and with technology, we're seeing that on the AppExchange as well. So first and foremost, you're going to see great recommendations, right? It's going to give you ideas of things to buy. Hey, Ebony, other nonprofit organizations like yours are using this expense
That's
management.
Great.
Right, just really helping you sort of think through it. So that's sort of the first tenet is the AppExchange is much smarter, a lot more recommendation-based. Second thing really focuses around industries. Mm-hmm. You know, we just see our customers more and more. Industries do things differently, right? Retail is not the same as pharma, is not the same as software. Everything sort of has its own different flavor. So really industry-specific orientation on the AppExchange. So you can go there as a manufacturing company and see what a 100-year-old sewing machine company is doing. But really sort of switching it around to more of an industry focus. And then learning. I think through Trailhead, we've really seen, I love Salesforce. You've worked here a long time. I know we're going to digress a bit. I've worked here a long time. But one of the things I always liked about our company was not just the innovation we do internally, but the innovation that comes up through the ecosystem.
Mm-hmm.
Like if we think back to the roots of the AppExchange 11 years ago, that really started because all these companies were building these cottage industries around our product suite.
Right.
And we were like, oh my gosh, it's a platform. That's amazing. And we've seen this inside of the success community time and time again, whether it be people giving us ideas for
right.
product and Parker sort of thinking through that. And now I think we've really seen this again with Trailhead, where we've watched people sort of show us how they're going to educate themselves and get themselves ready for the next wave of jobs and opportunities that are coming their way. And the AppExchange is very much at the forefront of that. So the third tenet of the redesign really focuses around learning. So getting more content, trails, all the stuff you want to know when you're learning, when you get to the AppExchange as a customer. What should I do first? What should I look at? How should I think about this? Really providing content and learning opportunities right there on the site. So we're excited. I mean, it's a lot
That's
of stuff.
A lot of stuff going on.
Yeah.
The first tenet you talked about was that shift. So let's actually shift to Dreamforce and talk about what you're most excited about for Dreamforce.
Dreamforce is so fun. Dreamforce is so crazy. I love Dreamforce. My husband is like, is Dreamforce getting within like a month and a half? I was like, yeah.
Counting
like,
down.
Yup. 10 years of working here, clearly. I'm excited about a lot of stuff at Dreamforce. Boy, we have an embarrassment of riches, don't mm-hmm. we? I mean, the number of amazing things going on, from Michelle Obama to Mark's keynote to awesome people coming to talk about all kinds of interesting topics and hopefully make all of us think differently. But very specifically about the AppExchange, we'll have the AppExchange Den at Dreamforce, which is really a place where customers and partners can go to learn about the AppExchange, learn about how the AppExchange really empowers our customers to extend what they're doing, no matter what they've bought. They can extend it with free apps on the AppExchange mm-hmm. made by Salesforce Labs, which
right.
are our developers creating awesome apps that are then put up there for folks to use as a template or partner apps. We have a number of solutions, but really, you know, helping customers understand how the AppExchange plays a role in how they think about their solutions across Salesforce.
That's great.
So that's the Den, and we will, and every product has a lodge, and in the lodges, we will be giving out Appy scarves.
Whoa.
I brought one for you. Ebony.
It's a beautiful Appy scarf with
Isn't it?
Our new Appy.
Yes, that's Appy. She's our character. She's a bobcat. She's awesome. She helps customers orient on the App Exchange.
Okay.
So, and when you think about some of the recommendations and intelligence we're bringing, you know, Appy really becomes sort of the face of that and helping customers understand someone in your industry is using this, someone like you has done that. Hey, you were looking at this. You might want to think about that. But yeah, really personifying that through her because she sort of helps, she helps bring it to life a bit, I think, in an interesting way. So, of course, so Dreamforce, we have the scarves, we have the App Exchange Den, we have the partner keynote. So all ISVs will come, hopefully come to the App Exchange partner keynote. That's just a special spot for us to talk to our partners. I'm gonna get them ready for Dreamforce because they play a pretty big role in Dreamforce
pretty
as well.
Yeah.
So we wanna get them pumped up and going. I'm really honored because I get to host the Dream Pitch.
Oh, wow.
Which is awesome. Yeah, I got to do it last year too, and I sort of thought it was a fluke, and then they're letting me do it again.
You must have been good.
I hope, yeah. Pressure's on. So that's really cool. I mean, I think that's one of the moments where we really show awesome, awesome innovation inside of the ecosystem and around our company. And we have some superstar judges like Will.i.am and just some folks that really are amazing and some great companies that are really... The best part of my job is that for the last 10 years, I've gotten to do a number of things, but what I've really gotten to do is watch all these companies start and build and grow and sort of innovate and do interesting stuff with us and show us how to do interesting stuff. Mm-hmm. But that is so vibrant, and Dreamforce really brings that to life. So I encourage customers, like, go on the Expo floor, meet partners, think about how solutions can be put together. It's a really, really special time.
Awesome. So, Layla, what Dreamforce number is this for you? Dreamforce?
10.
10. Okay. So you are a Dreamforce veteran.
Yeah.
Okay. But we know that this is now Appy's first Dreamforce. So what can Appy expect?
I think it's going to be pretty amazing. I'm excited for her. I'm excited to have her and sort of watch her go through Dreamforce, quite frankly. We're doing a lot of stuff with Appy. So there will be contests for customers. Find certain apps across the expo floor. Win an Appy bobblehead. There may or may not be a new stuffed animal that looks a little bit like Appy.
That would be cool.
So yeah, I think that will, plush doll will be online. So that's another opportunity. You know, I really encourage people to go to the App Exchange Den. Go on the expo floor. App Exchange will be there with the rest of the Salesforce products. Also, all of our partners. She's going to be everywhere. And she's really a fun way. I mean, we talk about this concept of Ohana a lot at Salesforce and the community, but Appy's a great guide to the partner Ohana, which has really become a vitally important part of Salesforce. It's always been really critical, but as we sort of are moving towards 20 and looking toward the future, these partners and how we work together with them to really help our customers and help our customers think about their next stage of growth will really be something that defines and changes us and sort of sets us apart as a company. So she's the personification of that in a lovely bobcat sort of fun way. And we're thrilled. We're so excited. It's her first Dreamforce. We have a lot of plans for her. So keep your eyes out. And we have a hashtag, which is hashtag AppyDF. So you can hashtag on that, and the App Exchange will probably retweet you and get all fired up. So, yeah, she's awesome. She's really fun.
So Appy is going to be extremely busy, as we can all see. But let's kind of switch around. Now, we love our customers, and our customers love our apps. So what can our app-loving customers expect at Dreamforce?
There's so much, you know, back to that notion of there's an embarrassment of riches. Mm-hmm. I think there are a lot of really new, exciting ISV applications. There's a lot of really interesting technology happening on top of AI and around Einstein and what we're doing there and different ways that customers can think about how they might optimize experiences. We're going to be shifting the inventory of the App Exchange. This is just another way that, like, the community leads us, right? Like, and we're so lucky because of that. Last year, we introduced components, and that's been a roaring success. So this year, you're going to see bots coming on the App Exchange and data sets.
Wow.
And yeah, there's a lot of different ways that people want to sort of attack problems. And our job is to provide our customers with as much choice as possible. So that's a big part of it. If I were a customer, I'd be really thinking about processes that are hard or cumbersome inside of your organization and look for partners or applications that are in that venue and how they're solving them and talk to people. That's the other thing about Dreamforce. Talk to people. I've learned more at Dreamforce about our company sometimes than I do working here, it feels like. But there's a real exchange of ideas and data that happens there that I think is really special.
So how can attendees get that AppExchange spirit? We know you have the spirit, but how can the rest of us get that AppExchange spirit?
Come to the Den. Okay. You know, the Den is full of Salesforce employees and partners and developers and customers that use AppExchange apps. I really think that my husband is a writer, and he always reads this book, like, Great Artists Steal. It's sort of a funny book. But I think that we learn the best ideas about how to innovate our business by talking to other people that have done it. Maybe not exactly how we will, but have sort of solved the problem for themselves. And I think Dreamforce really provides that opportunity, unlike any conference I've ever been to. There are hands-on sessions, there are development sessions. Right. You can go to the Trailhead area, you can code.
Right.
You know, if someone who's never coded can code. Like, really, whatever you want to do at Dreamforce, you can do. It's just a matter of, like anything, I always say this to people that are starting their jobs too, like, prioritize. What's important to you? I ran a customer support app for Salesforce.desk.com for a while. And I always used to think about support tasks that I thought a computer should do, right? Like a reset password is one that sort of, but you know, whatever the thing might be that you as a customer are trying to innovate around or think through, write it in the community, go to sessions, meet MVPs, meet these trailblazers that are out there. Like, they've solved a lot of these problems. Right. I just think a rising tide lifts all boats. And when we all do this, and Dreamforce is really sort of where this happens for our company and our customers.
Tell me about Demo Jams.
Demo Jams are awesome. We've actually been doing them for a little over a year. Essentially, they are quick pitches. So we take a number of companies, 3 to 5 companies. They get up, they do a quick 3-minute pitch, what they do, why it's different, why you should care, why how they've solved the problem is amazing. And then we have a panel of judges that judge them, and someone wins the trophy. They're super fun. You know, and again, just to that notion, you and I have been talking a lot about innovation. Really highlights the innovation that's going on inside of our base, whether it's, you know, we tend to highlight partners, but we've seen it with customers too. It's just great stuff.
I just like saying demo jams.
We all do. We all do. Demo jams is a good word.
Cool. This has been excellent, Layla. We really appreciate and thank you for coming and sharing all that's new and wonderful with AppExchange. I'm super excited about Appy, and I'm super excited to go to the Den and win or get a scarf. And I also am just really excited about all the innovation that's happening in the AppExchange. So is there anything else before we close that you'd like to let the Dreamforce community know, our community know about?
I think the only other thing would be there are all kinds of apps and solutions on the AppExchange. There are a lot of free ones, a lot of Salesforce Labs apps, which are built by our employees. But there's a lot of great ways for you to get started thinking about how you extend Salesforce and what you can do to solve other business problems. And we're totally here to help. So that would just be the one thing I'd say.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Layla. And we look forward to Dreamforce.
Thanks for listening. Head to Dreamforce.com/video for more awesome content.